Greetings, students of Collegiate High School, and more specifically, Mr. Wisner's class. We are your hosts, Austin Dominguez,
Sianna Rivetta,
and Roman Longoria,
reporting live from the Del Mar Library.
This podcast is here to inform you on the Engineering Department of Corpus Christi and provide insightful information about the department's intentions for the future. The research we have conducted is very profound and may lead you to think that our department has a lot to do with the opportunities you have today.
And after conducting an interview with the consultant of the department, Kent Powers, we were able to receive undisclosed information about a certain issue within the community.
Additionally, we would like to specifically enlighten you on the subject of the budget, goals, and an ongoing scandal within the department. We would like to begin this podcast by firstly informing you on the mission statement, duties, and a brief description of the engineering department's recent activities. The mission statement of our department is to assist city departments in support of new projects and maintenance of existing infrastructure through execution of the capital improvement program and technical support. Our department is responsible for the design, inspection, and administration of public works within the city. Recently, a big goal for our department is to complete the New Harbor Bridge that will become a big part in the expansion of Corpus Christi. Some recent struggles that have been ongoing within our department have been the reconstruction of our roads. Due to the outcry of the public, they have been ordered to rebuild our roads in order to ensure the safety of the public as well as improve the reputation of our city. Evidently, the engineering department plays a major role in the future of our society. It is important that we take into consideration the time and effort our department puts into making our city one that we can be proud of.
Now, we would like to discuss the 3-5 year outlook along with some significant accomplishments. Within the 3-5 year outlook, the Department of Engineering plans to continue to aggressively recruit employees and to continue to execute the street reconstruction program and assist street improvement. With this being said, $1,528,198 goes to fixing potholes and recovering/fixing streets. Two streets are being tested for reconstruction in Corpus Christi. These streets are being fixed and used as test streets to test what it will be like when other streets are overhauled. The first street is Ralston Avenue between South Staples and South Alameda Streets. The second street is Rogerson Drive between Sunnybrook and McArdle Roads. These two test projects are executed to just cost over $4 million with construction slated for spring 2017.
Now that we've discussed the 3-5 year outlook, along with some significant accomplishments, we'd like to review the major goals established within the business plan. Along with the various practices to improve employment for the department, a large focus has been placed on further developing regulatory systems, such as those in relation to water. As they've stated, the mission of the Engineering Services Department is to assist city development in support of new projects and maintenance of existing infrastructure.
Austin, you interviewed Kent Power. What insight was he able to give you on improving employee morale and increasing overall employment positions?
Yeah, so firstly, something I found very interesting was that although Ken is listed as a department manager, he's actually a contractor hired by the city to assist in managing projects, such as those in the recent road construction.
So in other words, Ken Power himself is a clear indicator that the city has and is lacking management positions?
Yes, exactly. And he said personally that in this past year alone, they have been able to increase employment, which has allowed many other projects within the city, such as the renovation down Ocean Drive, to take place smoothly.
Wow, so a lack of proper occupations has hindered the city and its development?
It has hindered its development, but also caused legal disputes with the EPA.
What kind of disputes have they filed?
Well, since 2015, the EPA has been enforcing the Clean Water Act after a failed settlement between them and the city. The EPA has claimed that Corpus Christi's water waste facilities are in violation of the Clean Water Act, and the Clean Water Act essentially establishes the basic law that regulates the discharge of pollutants into U.S. waters.
So the department's practices have been hindered by their employment deficit?
Yes, in essence they have, and going into the 2016-17 year, a mission they established to carry out was to deliver projects on time and on budget. And this, along with many other missions, all return to the employment issues the city has been dealing with. Overall, the city has focused on improving monitoring and inspections throughout. The Engineering Department of Corpus Christi carries out many different tasks and projects within the city.
In this podcast, we have discussed what the department does, their mission statement, some challenges they have faced, along with the 3-5 year outlook and their established missions.
For more information on the engineering department, you can contact them directly at 361-826-2489.
This concludes today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and have a great day.